You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Welcome aboard on a Monday edition of the Gym Class, right here on ESPN Radio in Eastern Iowa, 1600 ESPN. Happy Martin Luther King Day to you here today. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Isaac on the other side of the glass here today. We got a good show coming up for you. We will talk all about the weekend in sports. Plenty to get to. We've got college basketball, men's and women's. We've got the NFL. Oh, by the way, the college football national championship game coming up tonight. If that didn't leave your brain waves, it kind of did for me, but it is back. We've got it tonight for you right here on 1600 ESPN with Ohio State and Notre Dame. Buckeyes looking for the national championship, and Notre Dame looking for their first since going back to Lou Holtz in 1988, the Tony Rice era in South Bend. So we'll have that for you coming up tonight right here on 1600 ESPN, right after Spencer on Sports, which follows us from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Text line available to you. Love to hear from you. 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. That's the phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and call us, same digits. 319-366-1600 here on 1600 ESPN, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. And Mark Dukes on a chilly Monday. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And, you know, it's sometimes we do our prep work and we talk before the show. And boom, 5 minutes before we go on, we got breaking news.
We do. Before we talk about that, Isaac, did you enjoy your, what was it? What did you call it on Friday? Your full combat sports weekend. Did you enjoy it?
I did indeed. I saw the Iowa men, watched the Iowa women on Saturday. That was a lot of fun. And then UFC pay-per-view of the year. That was also a pretty good one.
I have to tell you. Kennedy Blades.
Oh my goodness. Unreal stuff. Yeah, she's crazy. Oh, it's awesome.
I would not want anything to do with wrestling Kennedy Blades. She's like part Tasmanian devil in a good way.
I've never seen an offensive output in wrestling like she goes at it, like ever, really. It is 4-point takedown after 4-point takedown. She is scoring not just 2 points at a time. It is multiple points. It's crazy. She's so good. And you look at who she was wrestling. The girl she suplexed was smiling at the end because she's like, what can you even say at that point? Like, what can you do? She had the other team's benches like laughing because sometimes you just have to realize who you're going up against and just throw your hands up and say, you know, yep, what? I'm going done. Against one of the best in the world. It is what it is.
Done. If you have not seen it, check it out. It is worth a couple moments of your time out there. And yes, Cyclone Tim, it is cold. It's colder than Iowa State's 3-point shooting in Morgantown on Saturday. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. But Mark, you have a new coach after seemingly everybody in the football universe and more were contacted by the McCaskies and the Chicago Bears. You have settled upon the favorite, I think, going into the coaching search, and Ben Johnson. I think you got to be happy.
I think the Bears targeted Johnson all along and just had to wait until the Lions season was over, and the Commanders took care of that over the weekend. And Ben Johnson is the new head coach, 38 years old, offensive coordinator for the Lions. I'm cautiously optimistic, Scott. The guy's never been a head coach. As we've said many times, some coaches are better assistants and coordinators than they are head coaches. It remains to be seen how good Johnson is going to be as a head coach. He has a tough task ahead of him. He's got some building blocks with the quarterback and others. Needs to the offensive line needs big time help. Maybe he can bring over some of the Lions. I don't know, but and hiring the coordinators will be important as well. I think coordinators in professional football are so important. And the rumor right now is former Saints coach Dennis Allen is the defensive coordinator. So this is it's new, but I think right now I'm cautiously optimistic.
Could Ben Johnson be the offensive coordinator though? Maybe. I mean, it's possible, I guess. I mean, he's got a tremendous offensive mind. I mean, just watch the Lions this year when they weren't giving away the ball, unfortunately, if you're a Lions fan on Saturday night. But the guy comes up with some brilliant stuff. And I agree with you about the offensive line. Detroit's got a terrific offensive line. Penny Sewell and others, they are tremendous. That is not the offensive line that Caleb Williams had in front of him in Chicago, as you know, Mark. So to me, you have to shore that up. I think the Bears have some offensive weapons to work with. Roma Dunze, don't know what they're going to do with Keenan Allen. Moore on the outside. Komet's a good tight end. I think they've got serviceable running backs. I just think it all starts up front. You got to protect Caleb Williams. He can't be running around like he was this past season.
Yeah, you hit it on the head. I think you're true in all everything you said there. You know, you can have a brilliant offensive or defensive mind, but if you don't have the tools, your ideas are no good. And that's what Johnson will have to work on is getting an offensive line in place, shoring up the offensive components so he can employ some of those ideas that he has. For Bears fans to expect it's going to be an instant offensive juggernaut, I think is unrealistic. He's not bringing the Detroit offense, the personnel with him. So I'll say it again, cautiously optimistic. I like him, 38 years old. And a rising star. A lot of people wanted him over the last couple of years. And the Bears got him.
Bears got him. Bears fans, are you happy? 319-366-1600. Let us know on the text line, phone line as well, 319-366-1600. I would not be surprised if Ben Johnson calls plays, Isaac. I think he could.
Yeah, I imagine he'll probably call it at least the first couple of years. I don't know why he wouldn't. That's kind of his calling card. And I think what has made him money, they'll probably still have an offensive coordinator. I think it'll be similar to like what the Chiefs do with Andy Reid, where Andy Reid kind of calls the plays.
And former, the last Chicago Bear, sorry, Mark, the last Chicago Bear head coach that was brought in as an offensive mind was Matt Nagy. Sorry to do that to you.
But I think it'll be similar to that, where Reid calls the plays, an offensive coordinator can kind of advise and maybe spends a little bit more time with the team or with the offense day to day sort of thing. I imagine it'll be like that, but I think it's an awesome hire. I would rather my team swing for the fences and really try to go out and get a home run guy than just kind of go for a floor raiser like Mike McCarthy. No, Mike McCarthy's a solid coach. He's proven he can win 10, 11, 12 games in the regular season, but he's for whatever reason, he can't get over the hump to the Super Bowl very often. I think Ben Johnson as a real, his floor might be really low. Like, maybe he might be really bad as a head coach. You don't know. But if he hits, you're talking about someone who can be one of the two or three best play callers in the league, and that can really help Caleb Williams' development.
It could. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in on the Bears' new head coach, Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator formerly of the Detroit Lions. We'll get to NFL action coming up in a little bit here, Mark, but feel like we should start off with the, let's just hit basketball first. We'll kind of put football all together here. And needless to say, it was not the greatest weekend ever in state of Iowa basketball competition in men's and women's. Let's just put it that way. As Cyclone Tim states on the text line, Iowa State, a one-for afternoon in Morgantown. They fall for the first time in Big 12 play. Did it really hurt Iowa State a ton? No. Iowa State still in very good standing, still a number one seed in all the bracketology that I have seen so far. Did move from the number two overall seed line to the number four in most of these, Duke going by. And then also Alabama moving up and possibly going by Iowa State as well. But still on the one line, it's okay. Not so much okay in Iowa City right now, Mark, with the Iowa Hawkeyes. And I don't even think the word dreadful road trip can apply to what happened in Southern California for Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes.
No, as far as Iowa State goes, we talked late last week about this is a difficult game. Things were rosy after the Kansas game. And I and others were talking about maybe a Final Four team. It still could be. Iowa State's still number three in the polls. You mentioned bracketology. Darren DeVries, what a remarkable job. Without his son and without a couple others and just, doing a terrific job out there. Not doing a terrific job is Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa Hawkeyes. And frankly, I think there's probably a time, maybe sooner than later, that the discussion ought to be had about Fran McCaffrey's future at Iowa. This is not a good basketball team, and I thought it was a fringe team. You know, you had that game against Indiana. Oh, Hawks are back. And then, going on the road and just laying a couple eggs, just the defensive lack of talent on this team, I'm putting it lightly, is incredible. And, you know, maybe they'll put together a good performance tomorrow night against Minnesota. I think that'd be a teaser. But now without Peyton Sanford, who had a shoulder and a leg injury, got beat up against UCLA. He's questionable for tomorrow. And, you know, this team might be 4-4 in the Big Ten after tomorrow night. But it's not going anywhere, Scott. And how long will Iowa fans put up with that? And how long will Beth Getz put up with a half-full house?
If that. 319-366-1600. I'm very interested to see what the attendance is going to look like tomorrow night at Carver Hawkeye Arena. It is an 8 o'clock tip-off. I don't know if that's better or worse than 6 or 7. Obviously better than 6 o'clock, not quite as ideal as 7 o'clock. A lot of people getting home late. Tuesday night, high school basketball night. It's a Tuesday-Friday home week for Iowa, so both on high school basketball nights. And coming off of what happened in those games against USC and UCLA, what is the crowd going to be like both on Tuesday and especially on Friday if things don't go well? And really, Mark, you mentioned it. The Gophers, with all due respect, they did win their first game. Dawson Garcia with a terrific last-second shot to beat a good Michigan team that was taken into overtime yesterday again by Northwestern before coming through. But it's the worst. Can we say Minnesota's the worst team in the Big Ten? I think we can say that without getting in too much trouble here. I mean, they're tied.
Maybe we'll find out tomorrow night.
I think we will. Well, they're tied for last with Washington. They're both 1-6 in the league. Penn State is 2-5. I think Penn State is a dangerous basketball team. Iowa right now 3-4 in the Big Ten. Even if, again, do we bring up the Kevin Lehman analogy once again? Right now, no. Iowa's your ex-girlfriend that doesn't look good. But maybe after Tuesday and Friday, one game over 500, do they look good again? I don't know. I'm with you, especially if Peyton Sanford is not in there tomorrow night for his offense, and the defense has just been an absolute dumpster fire in the Big Ten and especially the last two outings.
I don't think they're going to win anywhere on the Big Ten, in the Big Ten on the road, based on the performances that I've seen so far. It's only been four, but it's been save a game at Michigan, which was very competitive, a game that Iowa could have won. it's been awful. And, you know, that's a problem. You're going to have good teams coming into Carver-Hawkeye Arena against an Iowa team that, you know, I think, you know, against UCLA, just the eyeball test, they were overmatched, outmatched, and frankly, I thought unmotivated. And I'm not faulting the effort, but it just looking at that game, it looked like this team was consigned to the fact that it was going to lose.
And I think especially after Peyton Sanford went out, it just heads were hanging. There was just, as you mentioned, there was very little excitement. I mean, yeah, they were getting beat up pretty good at that point. But, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting, especially if Peyton Sanford does not play. Which way are you going to go? Riley Mulvey got some playing time late, looked decent. But, again, that was against the second and third teamers for Mick Cronin and UCLA. And we talked about it as well, Mark, that this was a UCLA team that had their manhood challenged. And they came through with flying colors. I mean, they came out of there and they hit Iowa in the mouth coming out at Pauley Pavilion on Friday night. And Iowa didn't take the punch well, and UCLA made Mick Cronin a happy guy, at least for one night, while he wasn't talking about visiting the Statue of Liberty twice within 10 days. 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in, again, 319-366-1600. Tim says that Peyton reminds him of those old ads where the muscle-bound man kicks sand in the face of the scrawny little guy. It's not all Peyton Sanford's fault. I'll say that. He came back for his senior year. It has not gone, I think, as planned. Numbers look okay. Defensively has been a problem trying to play the four. I really wish this Iowa team would try to – I think the only thing they can do, Mark, is play zone. And they haven't played a ton of it. They try that little trapping half court where the first pass goes over the top and then it's a 3-on-2. And more often than not, it's a high percentage shot or a layup. And it's just been absolutely destroying this team. Plus the fact you put that together with the other team. What, UCLA shot, what, 73% or something like that in the first half on Friday night? Not going to win too many games when your opposition is doing that.
Maybe Fran McCaffrey needs to invite Mick Cronin in for a talk with his team. I don't know. And I'm not privy to practices. Perhaps Fran McCaffrey has said the same thing to his team as Mick Cronin said publicly. And if that's the case, that's good. That Fran McCaffrey would not publicly call out his team. But I don't know. I think there's a lack of talent compared to the rest of the Big Ten. I'm not saying there's no talent on the Iowa basketball team. Clearly there is. But does it match the rest of the Big Ten? Does it match the rest of the – turn on any game on a Saturday or Sunday and tell me if I was who among Iowa's players would start for, an Auburn, for example.
That's easy.
I can't find one. I'm sorry. It's not that type of team. And yeah, it's well and good if you score 89 points, but not if you give up 98.
319-366-1600. By the way, Michigan State continues to amaze. Undefeated in the Big Ten, 16-2. And I think I've never seen a Tom Izzo team talked about less than this one. That is putting together a solid season. And maybe this is the year for Michigan State. We will have to wait and see how it all plays out. Still a lot of season left to go. 93-37 believes that Fran should be shown the door. We'll just say that. 319-366-1600. Iowa State, as we mentioned, they fall on the road for the first time in the Big 12. They drop a game in Morgantown, West Virginia. is Darren DeVries has got to be in the conversation for Coach of the Year, not only the Big 12, but I think nationally. I mean, he doesn't have his son playing, and all they are doing is going 13-4 and 4-2 and arguably one of the better conferences in America. They're getting a lot of work done in Morgantown.
No question about it at home, but not all of it at home. And certainly I think DeVries should get that consideration in the Big 12, at least at this point. A lot left in the season and in the regular season, but what he's done so far, it's quite incredible, I think.
They've got three winnable games coming up, too. They got Arizona at home. That'll be tomorrow night. They go to Kansas State, and Kansas State is not a good basketball team. And then they face Houston at home. So, conceivable? I mean, Houston, obviously, at the top of the Big 12 right now, the only undefeated team in the conference. But, I mean, West Virginia could be 6-2 heading into that Houston game. And they're tough in Morgantown. I did not come across my mind that Iowa State, how much they have struggled over there in Morgantown. 9 in a row now that they have lost at West Virginia. I mean, that's Iowa State does not have that statistic at a whole lot of places, including Allen Fieldhouse.
No, I think this is an outlier for Iowa State. Unlike our discussion about Iowa, I think Iowa's problems will linger. I don't expect them to linger at Iowa State, one of those games, and you're going to have those. You know, almost every team goes through that, and I think this is one of those for Iowa State.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. West Virginia was not going to lose on Jerry West Day, says 70-10. The refs were horrible. Yeah, but the refs didn't shoot 1-for-17 from three-point range.
True.
Like Iowa State did. That was that did not help. And if you want to look at it with rose-colored glasses, Iowa State was in that game to the very end despite shooting 1-for-17. So if you're looking for positives, I'm trying to do that in 2025. If you're looking for positives, there's one right there. And like you said, the Cyclones didn't fall. I mean, still 6 in the net, one game behind Houston in the Big 12, still on the one line. Everything's fine. Everything's fine in Ames. Just need to bounce back, and they will try to do that against UCF, Central Florida at home, coming up at Hilton Coliseum this week. 319-366-1600. Yes, Gene, it is always the referee's fault for every team in the state of Iowa. Oh, man. Greg and Epworth, I feel your pain. Greg had a bad weekend, Isaac. You see that?
Well, I mean, I think he's happy about Iowa losing. I'll say
he's
that.
Happy Wisconsin won.
He was happy Iowa lost and Wisconsin won. Now, the over, I don't know if how to take the NFC North going 0-3. I don't know if I feel, I don't like the Vikings or the Lions, so I'm kind of, I'm happy they lost.
You're happy?
Yeah.
As a Packer fan?
Yeah, I am completely fine with them losing. I kind of liked the Lions, and then they started to get a little annoying. They started to get a little too good, and I was like, all right, you got to know your place in the division, not just, you are not the rulers of the division quite yet here.
And way to go, Greg, for traveling to Milwaukee to visit the Bob Uecker statue. Yes, they are leaving a certain beer brand at the statue that Bob Uecker may or may not have starred in a lot of their commercials back in the day.
I saw pictures of that. That was quite incredible.
That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. And I hope you had a lot of people visited the Bob Uecker statue, and well-deserving. We miss Bob. All right, we will talk women's basketball coming up. We'll talk about tonight's college football playoff game, a little about the NFL. We've got the championship AFC and NFC games set and ready to go for next Sunday, but need to get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are right across from the Lindale Mall, And next to the Home Depot, open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday, and a happy Jamie will be there to serve you.
On the scoreboard today, former Iowa quarterback Cade McNamara has signed with East Tennessee State, an FCS program. East Tennessee State will play at Tennessee September 6th. The Toronto Blue Jays have signed outfielder Anthony Santander to a five-year deal. By the way, Scott, it's 66 days until opening day. Saturday's Chiefs-Texans game, which was on the mind of some people over the weekend, also was the most watched NFL game in history, pulling in an average of 32.7 million viewers. Iowa's Spencer Lee Isaac captured a gold medal at a Grand Prix event in France over the weekend. Lee won five matches, none of them lasting more than 38 seconds. Finally, two changes were announced today affecting high school sports. In boys and girls soccer, there no longer will be overtime games in the regular season. Tied matches will result in a draw. The ruling does not affect the postseason. And secondly, the girls' state swimming meet will move this year to the University of Iowa after a 21-year run in Marshalltown.
Yeah, I feel bad for Marshalltown, but just did not have a facility that was quite big enough for the girls' state swimming and diving meet. And so they're going to move. Both the boys and girls now will be in Iowa City at the university pool, a much more fan-friendly venue right there. Spencer Lee was good. He was good. Was that part of your full contact weekend, Isaac? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was not able to watch that, but I did follow the results. Yeah, he if Rei Higuchi is not active right now, which it doesn't look like he's super active right now, Spencer is the best 57 in the world. Like, not even – I know he won silver, so it's easy to say that, but there's just such a big gap, I think, between him and everyone else. Higuchi's the only one who can keep up with him, I think, at that weight class.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly, none of them going over, what was it, 39 seconds? Just crazy, crazy output.
Mark, we still have the pick six. It is up in the air still, pending tonight, correct?
That is correct. We've got two picks that we made on tonight's game, the number and the game itself. And right now, Dave and Spencer are out in front, each with three wins. Both picked the under. Dave picked Ohio State to win and cover. Spencer picked Notre Dame to cover or perhaps win.
We're still in it, though. You and I are still in it.
Well, I haven't done all the math, but.
Oh, I have. We're still in it, baby. We can pull this thing off. So all four of us are still in contention for the Pick 6 Championship for this week. By the way, early forecast for the Polar Plunge, Arctic. Did I say polar again? Arctic Plunge. I'm sorry, Mark. 35 degrees on Saturday. Much better plunging weather than today. That would be a tough one to do today. I don't think they could probably do it today. That might be too dangerous. We don't have to ask Mark that on Wednesday. I don't know. It's going to be 35. They'll be all right.
Would not be fun.
No. 319-366-1600. Let's take a break, come back, and talk a little basketball, a little football as well when we return.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And there's going to be some clouds passing through this afternoon and the chance for a few flurries. Otherwise, it's still cold with temperatures in the single digits and wind chills staying below zero. Tonight, the skies will clear and temperatures drop even further with actual air temperatures down in the teens below zero and wind chills getting down around 30 below. Extreme cold warnings go into effect as a result, so make sure that you layer up and limit your time outside overnight and into tomorrow morning. That's your latest Iowa News Now Weather First forecast.
When someone is kind enough to share their time with us, we better make it worth their while.
They don't want to do the, people call it the game, right?
Patrick Gaines and Terry Adams of Deary Brothers Ford
talk about what Here For You means to them.
You don't have to spend a half a day in our dealership to get that good competitive price. We just want to try to deliver that to you up front.
And that makes me feel good. Makes me proud.
Because that's what people want. They want a fair, honest deal.
As far as the statement Here For You, we want to not just say it, but live it.
Find out what it means to you at Deary Ford in Iowa City.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star, and Quick Star gets it. Life is busy, so whether you need a hot coffee, a soda, a tasty bakery treat, or a quick grab-and-go meal or snack at lunchtime, or just when you're hankering for something or around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Quick Star gets it, and they're going to value the convenience and give you a good experience, which is why their team is all about making your day easier and better. And they've got clean restrooms, easy meal options, and everything in between. They've also got you covered with great gasoline, fully guaranteed to keep your day moving. Plus, enjoy sweet perks like free ATMs with no hidden fees and free air for your tires. All to make your life a little smoother. And then great specials going on right now, including the Quickery Bagels, assorted varieties, 99 cents or three for $2.79. All that's available at your neighborhood Quick Star.
Business owners, are you tired of hearing, "I didn't know you were here"? Frustrated that your unique story isn't being told? If your sales are flat or declining, it's time for a change. I'm Stacy Daybault, branding specialist and strategist with KZIA, and I have the solution. Brandsformation is a proven marketing system that delivers results. You'll have an entire team of experts working on your message to inspire and drive sales.
To schedule an appointment, call this station or text BRAND to 76626.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Are you an outside salesperson stuck in a job taking you nowhere? Do you know you could be doing better if given the right opportunity? Hi, this is Jim Lobato, General Sales Manager for 1600 ESPN. We're looking for the right person to join our sales team. If you're a President's Club caliber salesperson with a track record of success, our fun, fast-paced, creative environment might be a perfect fit for you. Use your talents where there's no cap on your income or limits on your success. Isn't it time you started getting paid what you're worth?
Call 1600 ESPN or email jim@kzia.com. Equal opportunity employer.
Back with you at 3:37 here on the Gym Class Monday edition. Stay tuned. Spencer on Sports coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, taking us up to the national championship football game. The Ohio State Buckeyes taking on the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. And about a 6:35 kickoff tonight from Atlanta for that particular ball game. Real quick, not the best weekend for women's college basketball, at least for Iowa and Iowa State, Mark. Hawkeyes, another lead, and another, I guess, bad fourth quarter, for a lack of a better term, although this one had more to do with turnovers than missed free throws. But Iowa saw a lead of eight, I believe eight, going into the fourth quarter, dissipate. The big 6'8 center for Oregon really had a good second half, and Iowa lost by one possession to the Oregon Ducks up in Eugene. Meanwhile, Iowa State yesterday, they fell behind big time in Morgantown. It was not a good weekend in Morgantown for the Iowa State men's and women's basketball team, as they fall to a really good West Virginia team. And not updated as of today quite yet, but Charlie Cream in his bracketology going into the weekend had Iowa State as a last four bye and Iowa as one of the last four in at this particular time, Mark. And the hand-wringing continues, I think, especially on the Iowa side of things.
Yeah, I'd like to think this team is going to rebound and end up with a pretty good season. It increasingly is not looking that way. When you lose close games, they really add up. It didn't help that Hannah Stolke was out yesterday by any means. Lucy Olson with only 4 points. And Iowa really could have used the player that spent most of her weekend with Taylor Swift.
Sitting right next to her at the game at Arrowhead.
That's enough said about that.
Dave and Walker has a very good point, and that is when are fans going to accept the fact that Lucy Olson is and will not be Caitlin Clark? Reading quite a few Olson is a bust comments. I would take Lucy on my team any day. We have been spoiled by the women's team. Big Ten women's basketball is very good this year, and Iowa win or loss has zero effect on how my day goes. Very good perspective there, Dave. We've been kind of saying that all year. This is not going to be the Caitlin Clark Iowa. And there's no magic button with number 22 on it to push this year. Lucy Olson's struggling right now. There's no way to sugarcoat it. Would I take her on my team? Absolutely. But there are more problems on this team right now than just Lucy Olson's not scoring.
I'd agree. The fact that she averaged 23 points a game last year and is averaging 15 this season may have a lot more to say about the difference between the Big East and the Big Ten, at least last year and this year. I wouldn't put the whole issue on her by any means. I think it's a team thing, that a mixture of youth and the go-to person, whether it's Olson or anybody else. That's just the fact of the matter this year. I think eventually, I think for fans sooner than later, I think this will work itself out.
There were a whole lot of things that went really, really well for Iowa the last 2 years. I'm not going to say things even out like that, but again, the magic 22 button is not there this year. And that certainly helped on a lot of those situations that went very, very well last year and the last 2 years, really, for the Iowa women's basketball team. There's still a lot to play for. Iowa's had a very front-loaded schedule. They're going to get some games they can win, and we'll see if they can come through with some victories. Iowa State needs some as well. And, yeah, you mentioned the Big East. Right now, Charlie Cream's Bracketology, latest one, Big Ten with 13 teams of their 18 in the tournament, the Big East with 2. Just shows it's not the Big Ten.
Exactly.
Yeah. By the way, Iowa State basketball coming up throughout the season and this week, as always, brought to you by Lisa Nolan Real Estate. LisaNolanRealtor.com online, the Cardinal sponsor for Iowa State men's and women's basketball. Appreciate everything Lisa does out there. 319-366-1600. We did have a little Department of Corrections to clean up a little bit from the scoreboard, right, Mark?
Yeah, we did. Thanks to 0975. And when I was talking about the Chiefs-Texans game being the most watched NFL game ever, I should have said that ESPN's most watched NFL game ever. Sometimes editors don't edit their copy very well. But thanks to 0975.
Yeah, appreciate that out there. Ohio State, Notre Dame, who do you like tonight and why? 319-366-1600 as the Buckeyes and the Fighting Irish will go for the national championship this evening in Atlanta. Ohio State, a heavy favorite, more than a touchdown favorite. It's been that way pretty much since this matchup was set after the semifinals. And I'll watch it. I'll take it in. I've taken in this entire journey as far as whatever they're calling it, college football madness, January madness. I don't know. We don't need to come up with a moniker at this time. It's not March madness. We know that. I don't know. I'm going to take it in tonight, Mark, and then just kind of sit back and evaluate on just how this first 12-team playoff actually played out.
Yeah, I'm certainly going to tune in, but as I told you earlier today, it's not necessarily an afterthought, but it seems anticlimactic compared to the buildup, all the talk we had and everyone had about who should be in, who should be not be in, and then the announcement of the field, and then the first round on campus sites. Seemed like a lot more excitement during that time than now. We have a national championship game, and it's Ohio State, Notre Dame, two iconic universities, got there different ways, two of the top defensive teams in the country. But maybe it's just me, Scott. I don't know. It seems it didn't seem to be the buzz.
I agree. It's not the same as March Madness, and we knew it wasn't going to be. It seems like it's about it's about 4 months ago that this whole thing started with the first round on the college campuses. And I think that's just the way that football is. You can't play, obviously, every 3 days in college football. We know that. So they're going to, these games have to be pushed away a little bit. They also have to be pushed away because the fans have to get to the destinations. And there are many reasons, many, many reasons, too many to go into right now. But I got to admit, over the weekend, I forgot that this game was on tonight. With everything going on with between mainly basketball, but, you know, there was golf thrown in there, wrestling thrown in there. Watched some Chili Bowl on Saturday night as well. Congratulations to Kyle Larson. When you give him the poll, he's going to win. But a good time had by all in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But I digress. I go, oh, yeah, college football, the playoff game. And maybe it's because the NFL's divisional round, which a lot of people argue is the best weekend of the NFL season, was this past weekend. I don't know. But, you know, I'll tune in tonight. I don't have a real rooting interest in this game. Ohio State, obviously, carrying the colors of the Big Ten. They can win it 2 years in a row with Michigan winning last year. If Ohio State will pull it off tonight, I agree with you, Mark. Two totally different ways to build teams going at it. As 3435 in the text line says, Ohio State with a $25 million roster. And other than the quarterback, this is pretty much a homegrown Notre Dame team. Yeah, they do have some recruits and they have some transfer portal guys, but not nearly as many as other teams. I don't know. It's just, it seems like you've got Notre Dame, one of the blue bloods, but a different blue blood than Ohio State is right now.
Yeah, I think it would help if it's a good, close, well-played game tonight. I mean, college football has the national spotlight tonight. And if it's another blowout, and the last six have been blowouts, the national championship games, the closest one in the last six has been 15 points. Whereas before, remember Clemson and Alabama won overtime, and there was a couple, three really back and forth games. And then we've had a string of games that, you know, weren't even close. I think it would help if it's a really good game tonight. I'm not sure it will be.
A lot of different reactions on the text line here. Ohio State wins 20-13, says 79-24. I think it's going to be a little higher scoring than that. I'm hoping for over 45, Mark. I think you are too, aren't you?
I am.
Cajun Troy, hope you're doing well, says SEC is a basketball conference now. Well, this year it's a darn good basketball conference. And says too many games. And you've been a proponent for eight, Mark. This thing is really stretched out and elongated. I could have lived with eight. I know we're not going back to eight. In fact, we're going to go to 16 before it's all said and done. I hope it stays at 16. I wouldn't like to see it go where the FCS is, where they have some schools still with that first round bye. But this thing has gone a long, long way. And Got to find it here on the text line. Yeah, 8582 saying it's too far away from New Year's time. This is NFL playoff time in my mind, and I love college football. Is that some, I think that's a very valid statement.
Yeah, it's nothing new, but there's a point to be made there. I think there's going to be a lot of discussion in the offseason about these college football playoffs, the size of the field, the home field games, the sites going forward. I think there's going to be a lot of discussion in that regard, whether changes will result immediately. We shall see. I think it should be 8, plain and simple. Why can't it go back to 8? Well, we know why.
Money. Too much money out there. Yes, Greg, I agree. I just don't want the officials to be the focus of discussion. Lord, let not that happen tonight.
Well, you've done a good job up till now avoiding that subject, Scott.
I have. Notre Dame 35, Ohio State 31 says 11-11. Thank you for that. Justin is not on our side, Mark. He is rooting for the big fat under of 45 tonight. I think there's going to be some turnovers in this game. Both these teams love turning their opponents over. I'm not going to say there's going to be any scoop and scores or pick sixes or anything like that, but I think we're going to see the ball turned over tonight a little bit. I got a feeling it's going to be a good one. I hope it is, because it's, like you said, it's not been the greatest college football playoff series, the first one. We're not going to get great games every single time. We know that, but we need to. It would be memorable if we can end the college football, the first ever 12-team college football playoff series, with a memorable game going into spring football.
That would be the best outcome in my mind for the sake of college football. I don't think anybody wants to see a blowout unless you've got a lot of money on either side. But, I think a lot depends tonight. If Notre Dame insists on playing man-to-man defense in the secondary against Ohio State's great crop of receivers, I think that's going to be a big thing to look at tonight.
Ohio State a little beat up in that offensive line, too. There are a couple key injuries for both teams going into this battle tonight. Going to be fun. We'll talk about it coming up tomorrow. So we will do that. We'll get ready for a little basketball tomorrow night, Iowa and Minnesota, and Iowa State basketball as well. 3:52, and let's take a break. We'll come back. We will talk about the NFL. We've got the championship games set for you, and we'll do that when we return after this here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class on 1600 ESPN.
Life's better when you're under our roof, because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Kurt Gustafson or Lana Pierce at 319-363-7214.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Did your IT provider break up with you? Or did they raise your managed services rate sky high? I'm sorry to hear that. This is Patty with Network Computer Solutions. At NCS, small businesses are just as important as bigger ones and deserve the same exceptional IT services. Give us a call at 319-247-7223. We'll talk over what you need and how we can help. NCS would be honored to welcome you into our circle. Call today.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
3:54. Don't forget Spencer on Sports coming up next, taking you to coverage of the national championship game here on 1600 ESPN, Notre Dame and Ohio State. Greg, I was not an official. And my team does not own the officials. All right, Mark, let me have it. Come on.
No, I think you've already taken your shots yesterday from the text exchange you and I had. You know, there's going to be calls all the time. I think the fact that the Chiefs are good, that Mahomes seems to get calls. I'm not saying he always does. There was a couple questionable ones yesterday. But the inconsistency in officiating, you know, what about the Washington touchdown, defensive interception and touchdown return where Jared Goff got clobbered right in the face.
Yeah.
That wasn't called. So the fact of the matter is the Chiefs didn't create any turnovers and got outgained but found a way to win. That's what good teams do. But did they get a couple calls? I think so.
Well, they got one for sure. I mean, Patrick's slide, that was – now, Troy Aikman doesn't have to be unprofessional and – be that way on the air, but that's a whole different subject. The Mahomes roughing the passer, borderline. I mean, you hit anybody up high, you're asking for trouble. Hey, Dalton Schultz didn't catch a pass either on that last drive that Houston didn't score on, thankfully, if you're a Chiefs fan. But that was not a catch in bounds either. So,
same thing that people said about Brady. Brady got all the calls.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I've accepted it. Isaac, everybody hates the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think more so a lot of my frustration stems from last year when there was a sort of 50-50 iffy call that went against the Chiefs in that Bills game, the offsides with Kadarius Toney, the offensive offsides. They were whiners. Like, they absolutely complained and complained, screaming.
It was offside.
Screaming at the referees when it was clearly offside.
I never complained.
No, I'm saying the players. Like, oh. Patrick Mahomes was screaming at the referee. And so I think that's where a lot of the frustration with non-Chiefs fans comes from, because it's like, you complain every single time it doesn't go your way, and you complain to the biggest extent you possibly can. It just comes across as some of the players a little bit soft and baby-ish.
Chiefs, Buffalo, Washington, Philadelphia, your final four. Detroit turns it over 5 times, loses. Baltimore turns it over 3 times and loses. And my gosh, you got to feel for Mark Andrews. Folks, do you know who Jackie Smith is, Isaac?
Sounds familiar, yeah.
Tight end, played for the Dallas Cowboys. He had a really good career. He ended it with the Dallas Cowboys. Super Bowl, he dropped a pass in the end zone. Mark, you remember Jackie Smith, right?
I do, but Andrews was not a game winner. Had he caught it, it was a tie game. Don't know if the Ravens would have won or not, but he also dropped a pass, a key pass. He didn't have a good game. He's a great tight end. But as far as the weekend goes, aside from that Chiefs-Texans game, plain and simple, the team that committed the most turnovers lost. And same thing happens in basketball. It happened to 3 out of the 4 losers this past weekend.
Very true. I mean, Baltimore outgained Buffalo almost 2-1.
All of the losers outgained all of the winners.
Yes, and that's amazing. That is just amazing. But you got to hold on to the football. You can't miss field goals. You can't give away points. And the teams that lost checked all those boxes. And will that be the same? More than likely, coming up this Sunday. We'll have both those championship games for you right here on 1600 ESPN. All right, Mark, we will talk about Ohio State Notre Dame tomorrow and how the college football playoff as a whole went. And looking forward to that on the Tuesday edition of the show.
John, great. Talk then.
You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on 1600 ESPN.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling